Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. There could well be significant changes in many people's lives in the months ahead, and that has a lot of folks at least a little worried. But on Morning Prayer this week, we've seen biblical examples showing that maintaining our own innocence and refusing to see others as not innocent can lead to new births and good outcomes in whatever circumstances. But how do we do that, especially if we have reason to think we're not so innocent? Well, the very first chapter of the Bible says we are, that we're made in God's image and likeness. God is innocent, so his image and likeness must be too. As it says in the New Testament, "Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God." We have constant access to this true spiritual identity. It's ours all the time. It's real, and it shows us that the sin and evil that seem so prevalent might not be as real and powerful as people so often think they are. Just like Job and Jesus, we can claim this spiritual innocence for ourselves and others. We can realize this innocence day by day, even moment by moment. We can have an ongoing new birth, and, as we've seen, it can have very beneficial effects for us and others. May such an ongoing new birth benefit everyone in the months and years ahead. Amen.